It's possible to make learning more fun for your kids. We have the mom who wrote the book on it. Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Momstown 365 is brought to you by the Momstown Podcast Network. And today's episode is sponsored by PodcastWeekend.com. And coming up on today's show, 10 tips for reading success.
And joining us is mom, author, educator, Karen Fernandez. Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us on the show. So you wrote the book, ABC Trace and Say, and can you describe what that's about before we get into your 10 tips?
Sure. So my goal when I wrote the book was to put into parents' hands research-based play activities that would prepare their child to be ready to read and write. And, you know, the most significant learning happens from birth to five years old in a child's life. So parents are as teachers are crucial. So that was the thought behind my book. And then it's a tactile alphabet book. So children can see the letter. They can hear how it's made because there are directions on it that say like around, up, down. And then they can feel it. It's shot with a kind of a braille-like substance. And so when they trace it, it's bumpy. So it's multi-sensory.
Well, and also, I knew you when you were doing this. I had no idea that we are pronouncing the letters of the alphabet incorrectly. Like A, what is the sound for, just give an example of a few of them.
Absolutely. So when children are learning to read, it's way more critical for them to know the sounds of the letters than the names of the letters. They do need to know the names of the letters, but when you're looking at the reading process, the sounds are, you know, the sounds are what they need. So we would say, for A, for example, A says around, up, down. This letter says A. Or the letter B, we would say down, up, around, ba. Like ba is for ball. So we're teaching them the sounds first, and then at a later date the names. And again, lowercase before uppercase, because in a book, it's lowercase letters they see.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that smart?
Yeah, because most of the letters are lowercase, and we always seem to start with the uppercase.
But
right.
It's
but people do. But those are research-based tips that if you start with the sounds and you start with the lowercase letters, you're giving your kid a real leg up into the reading process.
Okay, so let's get started on those 10 tips because
sure.
We have moms who are listening and they have young ones, and since they are their first teachers, what are those 10 tips that you recommend?
The first tip is that you are the first and the best teacher your child will have. And reading instruction begins at home when your child is an infant, so you must read to them between the ages of 0 and 5. You know, the most significant learning happens from birth to five years old in a child's life. And so a parent's knowledge and their skills about how to help their child learn, they have direct effects on their child's academic achievement. So we want to make sure that that parents are reading aloud. And there's studies that show that children who are read to 4 times or more a week by a parent are twice as likely to score in the top 25% of their class.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
So there's a lot of research behind that, and it's a simple thing to do. When you're starting, you know, when you start reading with a child at around 6 months, you're only talking about 1 to 2 minutes a day on a board book. So they're easy things to do. And then, should I move to number 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
there seemed like there were a lot of tips in number 1.
Right? Yeah. It's a lot, but you know what? It's really manageable for parents. We're not talking rocket science. These are things parents can do every day, and especially now with COVID, you know, and you're teaching at home, these are things you can do in under 20 minutes. Really simple things, but they give your child such a leg up in the classroom and into the process of reading and writing. So number 2 is that reading is the most important subject in school, and the teacher needs to reading to master the other subjects. You can't answer questions or understand social studies or science if you can't read the material. So if you're home with your kid, focus on the reading.
Okay. Yeah, math, we have our phone for math.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, on the days right now, I feel like telling parents, on the days when it's too much, you know, when you're trying to parent and you're trying to school and you're trying to do all of this stuff and it gets too much, just put it all to the side. Put the schoolwork to the side and just read aloud to your kid. That's enough.
Oh, that's nice. That's reassuring. Okay, number three.
Okay, that reading must be fun and pleasurable. So reading aloud to your infant helps them to connect to your voice and the book to comfort and security. And reading to your toddler helps them connect reading with fun and informative stories. And you should read and sing and talk to your baby, because research shows, too, that at 7 months old, children are already rehearsing how to produce language. And so reading aloud to kids is the catalyst for them wanting to read on their own. And, you know, wanting to read and loving books is 90% of the job.
And Karen, would
that's something parents can easily do.
Would you mind sending us some recommended books that you suggest that parents read to their young readers can pass along on our website? That would be great.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, when you're talking about young readers, that's a good point. It's poems, it's picture books, it's fairy tales, it's repetitive books like, you know, Brown Bear and Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. And with those repetitive books, then you get them involved because, you know, young readers, when those books are predictable, it allows them to join in. And then poems and fairy tales. Nice. Really easy. And studies have shown that kids the most significant predictor of whether a child will do good in reading in kindergarten is whether or not they know their nursery rhymes. So 4 or 5 poems under their belt makes a huge difference.
That's crazy. Okay, number four.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, read aloud to your child is teaching them. So when you read aloud to your child, it may seem simple to a parent, but you're teaching them vocabulary, story structure, grammar, and it stretches their attention span. So you're getting them ready for formal school. And so just reading books, it's enough. And you can read, you know, any time of the day. With little kids, I'm like with babies, 1 or 2 board books a day, so you're really talking under 5 minutes. And then for ages 3 to 4, I think it's about 8 to 10 minutes. So again, under 20 minutes, 1 or 2 books a day. And it doesn't have to look perfect, you know. I mean, kids move about, and they can play with Silly Putty or Legos as you're reading to them. Little kids need to move. So again, just read aloud. Number five, make a set time each day for reading. The art of listening to a story has to be taught, and it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So you have to be patient with them. You have to know they're going to move about a little, and I would follow their lead. It has to be pleasurable. They have to love it. So if they're getting tired after a couple minutes, then just, you know, put it to the side and say, we'll read the story. We'll finish the story in a little while. But setting a time every day and providing consistency, that's key to making read aloud something that kind of becomes a norm in your house, and the kids get used to it, and then they become readers. And eventually, over time, they'll be reading to themselves during that time.
Okay, and Karen, just to give you a heads up, we have a couple more minutes, so if you can get through those other 5 tips.
Yeah, because now I'm very curious.
Okay, so involving a child is key, so invite them to turn the pages of the book. If you have a repetitive book, and you know, invite them to say the parts of the repetitive book that they know. Always start by telling your child the title of the book and the who the author and the illustrator are. This lets them know that the person who wrote the book is a real person just like them.
Huh.
Avoid books that are long when they're young, so it has to be enjoyable. So you have to, you know, respect their, you know, developmental attention span. And so short books, and then just little by little increments, a minute more maybe every week or two. And then reread books if the child asks you to. Children benefit in many ways from hearing you reread the same story over and over. It allows them to be part of it. It helps them with comprehension and understanding the story. It builds their vocabulary, and they become familiar and comfortable with a great number of words. And then lastly, just make it fun.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Success is fun. That would be my today's takeaway, would be that when you have success, when kids have success, that's fun. Mm-hmm. And that makes learning fun when they're successful.
And absolutely. If they feel good about it, they're going to return to it.
And I loved the art of listening to a story. That was fabulous. Hey, Karen, I think we need to have you back on because you sound like an expert.
Thank you, Karen. Be bold.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Be bold. Be creative. Momstown 365. We're here for you every single day.